Hiring managers in the federal government often say they don't have the time to get involved in the nuts and bolts of the hiring process itself. Just send me candidates, they tell human resources. HR people too often push away the hiring managers, maybe out of a sense of turf protection. No wonder federal hiring can get screwed up. Former Homeland Security HR Chief Jeff Neal joins me now with advice for both sides of this equation. Jeff, good to have you back.
Thanks, Tom. Always good to be here.
So in your latest blog, you talk about hiring managers who push away most of what it takes to get good candidates. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm doing this series on trying to improve federal HR. And one of the big parts of it is improving the hiring managers. You know, when I spent 33 years in federal HR, and during that time, and even now when I talk to people who are still in federal HR, they tell me that hiring managers sometimes just don't want to get involved in the process. They think that the hiring process, other than making selections, is really HR's responsibility, and that they don't have the time to do it. And I've even had people tell me that they were too busy supervising to get involved in things like that. And it's kind of the silliest thing I've ever heard. And when you think about it, when you have someone you've called a hiring manager, a big part of their job is hiring. And most good leaders in business tell you that their best executives spend a lot of their time, at least a quarter of their time, in talent management issues. So the whole process of just determining what you need, you know, what kind of jobs you need in the organization, what kind of skills you need to carry out those jobs, those are management responsibilities. They're not HR responsibilities. And I think that OPM recognized that when they created their Hiring Excellence Program that they just announced a couple weeks ago. You know, they started out with a series of sessions to try to connect hiring managers and HR specialists and get them talking more about the process. So I think that it's pretty clear that hiring managers are a big part of fixing the hiring mess that we have in the federal government right now.
Let's make a hypothetical. There's an opening, a high-level opening, an important mission-related opening, and a hiring manager realizes he or she needs somebody to come into the agency. What should the hiring manager do, and what should HR do to get that position filled with some measure of speed with the right person?
The hiring manager should start out by making certain that he or she has a good job description and that it lays out exactly what they need. Then they should sit down with an HR specialist and talk about what kinds of problems they're trying to solve with this position and what kind of person they need for it, what kind of skills, what kind of temperament, you know, what they're looking for with this position. And they should work with the HR specialist to come up with a job announcement that will attract the kind of candidates they want, and to come up with an assessment tool, a questionnaire or other assessment tool, that will get them to the kind of candidates that they need. Once that job announcement gets out, then they should be also talking to people about applying for the position. They should be activating their network of people in that line of work to get people interested in this position. Once that happens and they get a list of candidates, then they need to be involved in the interviewing process. They need to make certain they're doing interviews that actually tell you something. You know, there are a couple types of interviews. There's what's referred to as an unstructured interview, which is what most people do, and a structured interview, which is one that's actually designed to get very specific information out of applicants. So they're supposed to really should do a structured interview and then make a selection. And so all of those things are done with the help of an HR person, but the HR person doesn't do all that work themselves. The more the hiring manager is involved, if the hiring manager knows what they're doing, the better the hiring process will be. The less they're involved, the more likely it is they're going to get a list of applicants who really can't do the job and not get the kind of talent into the organization that they need.
We're speaking with Jeff Neal, Senior Vice President at ICF International and former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security. And so what is the value that the HR department, if you will, that HR function can bring to this other than just the administrative paperwork?
Well, the HR people can give the manager advice on what has happened in the past when they have advertised similar positions. They should have more skill in conducting a job analysis. So they ought to be able to help come up with a questionnaire that can be used to assess the applicants. So they can do those kinds of jobs. And then the administrative part of it actually is their job. And they should carry out that part of it. They're there as advisors to managers. They're not there to decide how to advertise a job. They're not there to decide what the organization needs. Really, they're there to advise the manager and to be their technical expert on the HR system itself.
Is it possible, or should it be possible, that the HR department will know of candidates that might be qualified from maybe other applications and other job openings that particular hiring manager may not know about?
In some cases, that may very well happen. You know, I've seen cases, and I know of cases where someone advertised a position, got some really great applicants, and then another hiring manager has a similar position, and so they go back to those people and suggest that they apply for the new position. That was something that you used to see all the time with HR offices. You know, really good HR people kind of cultivated a list of good applicants that were people they were trying to get into the agency because they saw that they had great skills and would be a good match for the agency. You don't see that as much anymore now. I think what's happened is in many respects, we've kind of deprofessionalized the HR profession in the federal government over the last 10 or 15 years or so. And so you don't find as much of that as you used to. That was the type of thing you used to see all the time, and now we don't see it so much. And I think it is one of the reasons that agencies have trouble sometimes finding the talent that they need. It's just more difficult when that HR person isn't getting very involved in the process and really taking that kind of interest in it, that they see applicants that look really good and make certain those people apply again when they don't get a job previously.
It seems like hiring managers really ought to cultivate long-term relationships with the HR people so that everything is not started from scratch every time there's an opening.
Absolutely. And what they should do is they should do that themselves. You know, too often what you find is hiring managers will delegate that to someone and say, well, you know, you go deal with HR. Or they'll hire their own HR people, refer to them as shadow HR staff. They'll hire their own HR person and say, okay, you know, you go deal with HR and all this stuff. I'm too busy to be bothered with it. And what should really be happening is they should be cultivating that relationship. They should have such a strong relationship with HR that those people know what you're looking for. And you don't have to sit down and do this stuff from scratch every time. You know, if I have a good relationship with my HR specialist, then I don't have to tell them every time what the problems in the organization are, because they know that. And they're meeting with me on a regular basis, and we're talking about what kinds of problems we have and what kinds of things we're trying to solve and what the real challenges of the organization are. And if you've got that kind of relationship, what you end up with is an HR person who really knows what you're trying to do all the time. And that works really effectively. If you can do that, then it works extremely well. And it's one of the things that we have to be careful of as we move more and more HR into these big shared service centers that you're probably hearing more and more about in government. A lot of times when you do that, you kind of lose the personal touch. And you can maintain the personal touch in a shared service center, but it's a little bit harder to do it. But if they don't do that and they lose that personal touch and a different person is handling your jobs every time you've got a vacancy, it makes it much harder to provide good HR service.
Jeff Neal is former HR chief at Homeland Security, now a senior vice president at ICF International. As always, appreciate the insight.
Thank you. It's always good to be here.
You can read his blog and share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.